Esther, A Woman of Strength and Dignity by Charles Swindoll. Conclusion. Esther, what a great lady, and what a remarkable story is contained in the biblical book that bears her name. What enduring principles she leaves in her legacy. As we have seen in these 12 chapters, her story has all the ingredients of the traditional short story: a dramatic beginning, a suspenseful plot, a villain, a hero, a damsel in distress, and a surprising twist of events that leads to a climax where right triumphs over wrong, and everybody lives happily ever after. Well, at least it seemed that way, as the closing lines show Mordecai appropriately rewarded for his righteous deeds and the people applauding his promotion as he spoke of the welfare of all the Jews. In Esther's day, everybody around her had smiles on their faces. Being an optimist, I enjoy stories that end like hers. I love it when truth wins out, when wicked schemes are exposed, and someone in authority uses that authority to stamp out the evil and reward the good. But about the time I start drifting off into that dreamlike mentality, I'm jolted back to my senses with a sudden blast of reality. Sin re-emerges. As a Haman is impaled on the gallows and we're cheering the arrival of the long-awaited justice, another deceiver is sure to come on the scene with wicked intentions, and we're back into it all over again. One cruel dictator is exposed, caught, and removed, yet another is always waiting in the wings. One war is ended as bruised and broken people rejoice in their relief. But it isn't long before another breaks out on another part of the globe as selfishness, pride, and stubbornness join forces against those who cannot defend themselves. As long as depravity is present, we can expect this replay of heartbreaking misery. But there's good news in the midst of all this, and we have Esther to thank for the reminder. God may seem distant and uninvolved, but he is neither. He's very much at work, raising up a man of character like Mordecai who faithfully invests himself in others, believing that God may someday choose to use the one being trained in righteousness. And while we're looking at the bright side, God is also preparing another woman of courage, as he did Esther, to play a role of immense importance which no other person but she can accomplish. As we learned in our study of Esther's story, his hand moves invisibly, yet with invincibility, bringing his sovereign plan to completion. It includes haunting delays that seem unfair, human decisions that lack compassion, harmful deeds that bring other anguish, and hurtful disappointments that make us question God's goodness. Nevertheless, he pursues with persistence, and he refuses to be distracted. In the end, I repeat, God wins. What great comfort that brings.